The 95th National FFA Convention and Expo from the state of Texas. The new National Western Region Vice President is Ryan Williamson. Now, Ryan, a lot of emotions. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Honestly, everything just feels so surreal. The fact that they called Texas and I got to run up on stage, it really feels like a dream come true. And honestly, I feel like it'll hit me tomorrow, but right now it's not hitting me yet.
A lot of happiness. Now, tell me why you initially ran for a national office.
Yes, so this is actually my second time pursuing national office. I originally ran last year after completing my year as a Texas FFA state officer. Being a state officer was one of the greatest experiences that I've been able to have, but it really also showed me just how I could create spaces for students to not only find who they are and explore like the differences that they have and what makes them such a unique individual, but I also could help them explore their passion for agriculture and get ready for a career in agriculture. And so I realized at the end of my state officer year that it was something that I wanted to continue to do, and the National FFA as a national officer was an opportunity to do that. And so that was an opportunity I pursued, and I'm just so excited I'm going to get to live that out this year.
Now, you've been in FFA for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about your FFA experience in the blue corduroy jacket.
Yeah, so I grew up in a rice farming community called El Campo, Texas. My high school mascot was literally called the Rice Bird, if that tells you how much rice was important to our community. But ultimately, my agriculture background led me to become involved in the FFA. My grandpa's an agriculture mechanic, so I can think of so many times that I was exposed to agriculture because of him and the rest of my family. And so ultimately, I walked into my ag classroom on the first day of my freshman year and just fell in love with this organization. I started raising rabbits in my backyard when I was in the third grade. Ultimately, that was my supervised agriculture experience. But as I got more and more involved in the FFA, I really grew to love the leadership and the service aspect of it, because not only are we learning agriculture, but we're using those skills that we learned through agriculture to create an impact in our community. And so, that's my FFA journey, and that's ultimately what led me here.
Now, to younger members who are now looking up to you, what advice do you have for them as you go throughout this next year?
Yeah, I feel like I have two pieces of advice that I'd like to share. First, it's to say yes to opportunity. As an FFA member, as an agricultural education student, you're going to be faced with so many opportunities, but just say yes to the ones that are presented to you and figure out what pathway you want to choose. And then my other piece of advice is to just always show up as your authentic self. I think sometimes there's this expectation that you have to be perfect if you're an FFA officer, but I'm not. I don't think any six of us that were elected are perfect people, but we choose to show up as our most authentic and best version of ourselves, and I hope that's what every single FFA member does. So if I could talk to my freshman self or any freshman out there, that's what I would tell them.
Now this next year, you'll have the opportunity to interact with so many FFA members, travel a lot of miles. What are your goals for the upcoming year?
Yeah, so I've touched on a few of those goals that I have. I think first, of course, it's to continue making FFA an inclusive environment for all students while also making sure that we're staying to our production agriculture roots. I think additionally, I just want to make sure that we're aligning the agriculture industry with the FFA and making sure that we're on a united front in preparing our students for the workforce. But then finally, I just want to further FFA initiatives and just connect them to great resources that we have, like Give the Gift of Blue to make sure FFA members have jackets, or even Living to Serve grants to make sure that students have the money to be able to create some type of service project that impacts their community. So I'd say those are my top three goals that I want to accomplish this year.
Now this next year, you'll have the opportunity to see different things and meet new members and to meet them where they're at. Now, how do you envision your perspective changing this upcoming year, having the opportunity to meet these members where they're at?
Yeah, obviously as a national officer, you get to gain a global perspective. Not only are you traveling the United States, but even you go on international experiences, which is a really unique opportunity. And obviously right now I probably have a Texas-centric perspective because that's where I grew up, that's where I was raised. But getting to experience what students are like in other parts of the United States that are completely different than me, getting to experience what agriculture looks like in other areas is going to expand my perspective of what agriculture truly is, what American agriculture stands for, and I hope that I get to amplify it.
Like I've mentioned, you'll experience so many different opportunities, but what are you most looking forward to this upcoming year as you're serving in the blue corduroy jacket again as a national FFA officer?
You know, there's so many experiences within National FFA that are great, especially serving as a national officer, getting to travel across the United States, giving keynote addresses at state conventions, doing workshops. But for me, I think the most meaningful moments as an officer in this organization are the one-on-one conversations you get to have with students where they get to discover their potential or you get to talk about their passions. I hope that I have so many of those special conversations with students all across the nation. I'm just so excited for the opportunity to get to do that.
Now, you've put in a lot of hard work and dedication yourself, but you have maybe a huge support system. Who would you all like to thank?
Oh my gosh, I just have so many people I would love to thank. I think first my parents. My parents have literally supported me and have gotten me involved in agriculture since I was in the third grade. I honestly couldn't live without them or the rest of my family back home in El Campo. But additionally, I have some great mentors in the FFA. My ag advisors, all five of them that I've had over my course, but especially my ag advisors, Zachary Zarodnik and Casey Wilson. They always encourage me to pursue leadership positions, and I'm just very grateful for that. But then also, I think when it relates to this specific process, two people have really helped me. First, one of my friends named Preston Cummings. He helped me all last year, and then this year, I have a really cool friend named Megan Gould, who was with me every single step of the way. They were both past state officers representing Texas and Washington, so I'm grateful for them. And then finally, I guess my state staff and all of my friends back home who are cheering me on.
Well, congratulations again. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Honestly, I just want to express again how just excited I am and how honestly I'm honored and blessed to have this opportunity to get to show up every single day and represent the greatest youth leadership organization in the nation. So I just am so excited for that year.
Well, congratulations again. That was Ryan Williamson from Texas, will now be serving as the National Vice President of the Western Region at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.